This is WP2YZX for the New York City Transits, K2IRT NET. This is Charlie on Staten Island. Do we have any check-ins?
KF2WR.
Good evening, Andy. Well, that's one so far. We have any other check-ins for the New York City Transit NET and WP2YZX? Anybody anywhere? If you'd like to check in, please do so. All right, looks like you and me for now, so what's cooking on your end?
I heard from Logan today. He's out there in, like, Amarillo, Texas. He was just setting up for the night. He's going to be in some campground. He was Route 66, Route 40, two of my favorite roads out there. And he really sounds like he's relaxing and letting his hair down, Charlie. That's so good to hear. But he said he was going to be on 40 meters tonight, somewhere 7.187 or 1-something. So as we sit around here, I'm going to tune around 40, see if I can catch up to him or his group just to give a quick shout-out also.
So how are things in your world? Not much new on my end. I put in some vacation, 10 vacation days, but that was not to be, so I can take a 3-day weekend every week, I think, for the next year, and that's okay. So we're on for Sunday, I take it, right?
Yeah, that's affirmative. We're on for Sunday. I'm going to let Wally know. Saturday night, I'm doing the bike ride in the city. It's that last Saturday of the month, that bike ride I told you about. Starts at 10 o'clock at Columbus Circle. I'm going to do that bike ride. So I'm hoping to be home by 2 a.m. Sunday morning. So I'll probably out to you around 9:30, maybe 9:35 or so. I'm going to try to give myself at least 6 hours of sleep. If I can sleep from like 2 to 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, that's about 6 hours before we get out there. So at Wally, you know, we'll probably out there to him by about 10:15 or so. But yeah, we're definitely up.
Okay, good. You always put me on an extra whenever. I guess I meet you at the usual spot. And weather's supposed to be nice, so what the heck, it's a day out with the boys. All the stuff we need is already out there, I understand, right?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. So I'm going to throw a little bit of a tool bag in the truck here. I have the insulated pieces. It might be a good idea to bring a ruler. I can throw that in, too, because we've got to measure these things out, even though they're marked. And some cleaning stuff. I'll talk to Wally, too, because I like to clean all the connections on the antenna, polish everything up. It really took a beating sitting out there all winter. It did. There was no doubt about it. So we'll try to straighten out what we can, and we'll remeasure everything and remount everything. I think one of the radiators was broken, one of the ends, remember?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the truth, the fact that it's still standing at all is a miracle.
Yeah, it's got some time on it, that baby, there's no doubt. But, yeah, kind of a testament to Mosley and how well they made it. But, yeah, we should be able to get it resurrected to the point where it's ready to go back onto back into mounting position and back into service. We should be able to do that. It's going to be hot. I'm not looking to go climb around the roof or any silliness like that. So we'll just work it within the station confines and just get this thing hammered out the best we can.
All right, very good, and something to do. I had a 4-day weekend anyway, so I will see you then. And see if anyone else wants to check in. This is WB2YZX for the K2IRTNet, open to anybody anywhere. If you'd like to check in and say hello, please do so now. Well, obviously, I don't have the kind of draw that Lobe does, but what are you going to do? So, yeah, very good. Yeah, I was on 10 meters last night. It was a band opening, sporadic E-season, I guess. And, actually, what guy told me, he said it was open all day yesterday. So I just happened to check the beacon frequencies when I got home from work, and I heard all kinds of CW signals coming through there. for a couple of hours, and I was working guys like crazy. I even worked a guy on 10-meter FM Simplex in a car in Georgia. So it was a lot of fun. It's a couple of sideband contacts, PSK, FM, and it was a lot of fun. It's always worth a look up there. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look up the beacons at 10. This way I can do it. Especially this new rig here, it does 10. I could just throw it right on the... in fact, I would probably have to put it onto the G5 at this point. I'm still looking at the plans for that J-pole. It's about 10 feet long for 6 meters. I think that's going to be a great project. In fact, I should do that project for Field Day. I should have that built before Field Day. I'll bring it out there and just, you know, put it up to the roof. There's no crazy guying or anything. I'll just put it out there and see what we can get on 6 meters with the FM. This is KF2WR with WV2YZX on the K2IRT net.
All right, Andy, very good. Yeah, the 6 meters, in fact, yesterday when I heard 10 meters open, I said, went up to 6 to see if that was open also, because that often happens. When one opens, the other one, but I didn't hit two. I didn't hear anything on 6 meters, so I stayed on 10. But 6 is a lot of fun when it opens up, too. I used my 17-meter dipole up there. It's cut a bit too long, but it works somehow. And for Field Day, we got that beam, which does all right. And, yeah, whatever. I think this year we should kind of keep it simple without killing ourselves. Because, I don't know, we're getting too old for this. We say that every year, we keep doing it, though. KF2WR, WV2YZX.
They're checking out this. KF2WR, please come now. Charlie, we say that every year we're getting too old for it, but, you know, we're just gluttons for punishment, so. Once we get the beam back up, Lobie's going to be making the plate that will mount into the roof, and we have a hinged plate. We'll be able to put this thing up relatively, you know, without too much sweat. You know, we're pretty good. It's just throwing a few wires up. We're good with that. And we're good with the 2-meter and the 6-meter beam. We pretty much got that, you know, in the pocket, the 440. So, that stuff isn't bad. It's just, I don't want to get too crazy, like you said. And then you have to take a week to recuperate from this thing. Because I think that was the big reason we wound up leaving this thing up there. And we were all just too pooped the whole next week to take it down.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, by the time it's all over, you know, you say to yourself, oh my God, you know, I got to go to work tomorrow, and we still got to take all the stuff down, too. So, you know, psychologically, it's kind of a burden there. But, yeah, whatever. It's a lot of fun. It won't kill any of us to do a little heavy work every now and then. But, you know, worst comes to worst, hey, you know, you put up dipoles or something. You know, even the, you know, I bring the 2-meter and the 432 Yagis, and even at that, that's overkill, you know, but I just want to get the 100 points for the satellite contact, but I can do it even, you know, with small halos or something, so who the heck knows, but as you say, it's not a big deal anyway, and... did you get my email about that recording from the International Space Station?
Yeah, that's affirmative. I have the email. I haven't listened to it yet. In fact, I copied it to my desktop and just haven't had a moment to do that. I'm on the phone with some lawyers. We had a bit of an accident, and we had an explosion last week I was involved in. I was way too close to comfort for this explosion. In fact, when things blow up, it's amazing how fast you can evacuate a substation. We'll just leave it at that. So, hey, Charlie, I wanted to ask you, this new radio, I got the power cable is what they call a T-connector. It's a Mylar plug, you know, polarized Mylar plug. But I looked online. They were nuts for this thing. It's, you know, 6 feet of wire and a little connector. But you know where I might be able to score a few of these?
What brand is the rig?
The radio's a Yaesu. And I looked on the... Who was it? I looked on the site there that with all the site that's all blue. I can't take it out of the top of my head right now. Anyway, they wanted like $19 or $22 for this. It's just a, you know, 6 foot piece of wire. The red and the black wire with a white plug on it. I thought that was a little exorbitant. Check in.
So what I'm thinking, if it's the same as mine, remember my old ST897 got zapped with the lightning, which means I probably have another one of these cables laying around here somewhere. So I will give a look, and if necessary, I'll bring it Sunday. Or maybe just shove two wires in the back there too. That's what I end up doing half the time. But yeah, that is a bit much for that stupid plastic plug.
Go ahead, check it. This is KB2VQ checking in. How are you reading me? Hey Val, how are you? Okay, I'm writing this down. KB2VQ. Always a pleasure, Val. How are you? You got full signal. You really sound great tonight. How are things? I'll do it like Logie. Come on in the equipment. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I tried to get you early about 2 minutes ago, but I had the rubber ducky on, so I changed antennas. We got a great signal, Val, without a doubt. How are things up there in the Northlands? Andy, it's cold. You know, I came out this morning and stuff. I think you lost it, Val. I think it dropped out on you and you lost it. Give it one more shot. Okay, how do you read me? I know my battery's a little low, but I'm trying to hang in there with you guys. KB2VQ. Yeah, good signal. Good to hear from you, without a doubt. Let me push it over to Charlie. WB2YZX, KF2WR in the group.
All right, KF2WR, WB2YZX. And how you doing there, Val? Good to hear you. Signal sounds very nice here tonight. And, yeah, that email I sent you, that was, I was listening on 2 meter, on 2 meters Monday, my day off, and the International Space Station, had an astronaut was talking to some school in Ohio, and the kids were asking questions, you know, like, how do you sleep, and what do you miss, and all this kind of stuff. So it was pretty interesting. I just happened to have my little recorder handy, so I recorded it all. What was interesting is that one of the kids asked the question, what do you do with the garbage? And what the guy said, they put it on the that space vehicle that goes back and forth, and they just dump it in the atmosphere and let it burn up. I thought that was kind of cool. But you have a listen, you'll hear it. So what happened with that explosion, Andy? You said that was a substation. I remember getting some kind of text message about that.
The breaker line up, it was a cable fire out in the manhole, and it burned up the breaker line up in the substation. So we're there after the fact, you know, must have been 15 fire engines. They sent a lot of apparatus out there. Anyway, they all leave, and we're inside, and, you know, I test everything personally. Everything checks dead. I bank a light, I double check everything. Everything's fine. We're in the room with the guys from system safety and some engineers, and we're looking at all the burnt up damage, and somebody from another department closed a hand switch, a 600 volt hand switch from the third rail, out on the track, and it backfed right into the substation, and the thing blew up again. But this time we were all right next to it, and it was pretty scary, you know. But we got everybody out; nobody got hurt. That's the main thing.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's. I have a healthy respect for high voltage. Trust me. So let me see here. You said that Bobby was down in Amarillo, Texas. All right. He's put quite a few miles on that Jeep in the last few days. All right, let me give it over to Val. How you doing, Val?
I'm hanging in there, Charlie. That was very interesting to hear about the space shuttle thing. I'll have to get that frequency and maybe tune in on them and listen to it. I think it was... 148
something like that, I forgot. 45.8, and usually during the week in the morning they have these pre-scheduled public relations things with different schools. So I just happened to be home when they had that. So it was kind of interesting. I missed part of it, but I guess the kids get a kick out of it. Back to you.
Yeah, just to repeat, 135.80 in the AM around 9 or 10.
It's 145.8, and. Well, actually, the satellite tracking software to see when it's going to come over. I think on even today you may be able to find it. Although, off the top of my head, I don't really have any websites I can point you to. But it's not going to be over at exactly the same time. So your chances of hearing it are kind of slim.
I'll tune in from time to time and see if I can catch them anyway. I used to get them every now and then. So that's good.
Okay, Val, very good. Let me just see if anyone else wish to check in to the K2IRT New York City Transit Net. Open to anybody anywhere. Come in and say hello if you'd like to do so. Please do so. Giving a look for Lobi. So, Val, what have you been doing with yourself now you have such a life of leisure?
Doing a little traveling here and there. My daughter's down in Maryland, so I visit with her on Easter, and went over to Virginia, Manassas, and have a cousin.
Okay, very good. One of the guys I work with retired a month ago, and he showed up about five times already. Get out of here. Go home. Do something. Get a hobby. Oh, man, it's funny. We had a nice big party for him a month ago, and I see just as much of him now as when he worked there.
Well, maybe he didn't finish everything he wanted to do.
Yeah, for 30 years, he should be finished.
Yeah, I heard George upstairs on the 14th floor was going to be retiring also.
In fact, I spoke to him a couple of days ago, and time flies, I guess. I think he kind of broke me in for a little while when I first got hired. That was like 18 years ago. But, you're losing a lot of people. And, what are you going to do? My time will come sooner or later. KB2VEQ, let me see if Andy's back here. KF2WR, WB2YZX.
Yeah, KF2WR here. Sorry for that brief intermission. I was tuning the bands here on 40. A lot of traffic out there. I'm down here at 7.181. I believe that's where he said to go. A lot of traffic over there. I can't get over it. So, Yeah, I'm sitting here on the side. Good to hear you, Val. It really is. Someday I know Charlie and I will be joining those ranks of the privileged. And, you know, in a way I can wait for it. I really can. You know, I got a few more things I really want to finish before I leave. KF2WR.
All right, very good. And, well, you got plenty of time left. You're too young to retire. I was 40 when I started, so another 7 years, something like that anyway. And, what's it gonna, you know, I just got the new QST, and somebody said we have a picture in there. I think it was Dennis that said that. There's some kind of a picture of our fuel bay, antenna in there or something. Let me grab this thing here. In the meantime, let me give it over to, you take it now.
Okay, roger that. I guess it's just us three in here tonight. Andy, yeah, if you want to hang in there, go ahead, man. Hang in there. You don't want to have to come out and look for another job.
Yeah, Val, I remember you talking about starting something up as you left. Anything ever come of that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did very well last year in my business on this.
That's good to hear, man. That really is. I'm glad for you. You can be your own boss. This must be a great thing.
Yeah, the problem is trying to get a contract and trying to make a...
It's a tough economy, too, to be starting that kind of thing. It really is.
Roger that. Well, you gotta always keep your eyes.
Well, I'll tell the gang over there that you said hello. I'll tell the gang over at the control center that you were you're kicking it. You're alive and well. Charlie, you find that picture yet? He said it was a picture of our antennas, I believe.
I didn't see it. What about you, Charlie?
I think we doubled there, Val. What was your question?
Andy asked me if I'd seen the antenna.
What was your question?
Did you see the picture of the antenna that was...
Let me see. Oh, my God, there it is. My two of the three-year antennas. Yeah, it's that Alfie Bond. Yeah, page 94 of, let me see. I'll be darned. Yeah, it's just a picture of the VHF antennas. How cool is that?
Just scan them and send them around, man.
I've seen these pictures before, but I didn't expect to see them in QST. Who sent these in?
A couple of bundles in, a whole bunch of different times. And did he mention us, or is it just a picture in passing?
Let me just scan this text real quickly. No, it's just a picture. I got a couple of others in there. I guess they, I mean, it was a nice little picture. I mean, it's just looking north towards Kennedy Airport. Had a nice coloring to it, but not too spectacular in the night. Oh, they got his call sign underneath the picture. There it is, WA2AXZ. So he got credit for it anyway.
Oh, that's good. They probably just needed some filler, and I know he sent them a bunch of stuff. I guess they must keep stuff like that, you know, just waiting in the wings, and they have a little hole in the paper they can slide something in. Well, that's good. That's just props to us. Once again, let me push it over to Val. WB2VEQKF2WR.
Yeah, Andy, this is KB2VEQ in the K2RT bunch. Yes, that was outstanding. Yeah, that's probably what they do. They just take whatever Lobie has and wherever they are.
know why my brain said a W, because I wrote Charlie's call sign down on top of it. I think that's why.
And you're KF2WR, right?
I hope so, Val. I really do.
Okay, KF2WR, KB2VQ, back.
All right, fine business. The club makes it in again. I like that. Yeah, we've got some good press from them so far. One day I will join. I will join one day and get that magazine sent to you. Charlie, how long have you been a member?
Let me see, since maybe 1980, I guess.
I think I should make a trip out there, jump on the bike, and just roll out there this year sometime. And over the summer. Give me an excuse to go turn the wheels.
What kind of bike do you have, Andy?
That's a Newington.
Depends what day of the week. I was up to seven. I had seven motorcycles and four cars like 3 years ago, but I whittled it down.
Right now, the street machines right now, I got a BMW GS 1150, and I got a Harley, Dyna Wide Glide Anniversary Edition, and I got a Sportster, an old 1000 kick electric Sportster, and I got a dirt bike. We recently just parted with the ST 1100 and some other Kawasaki. So, yeah, it depends what day of the week is what bike I'm taking out. You know. But I have a lot of fun with them. The trip to Newington, I think, might be a good excuse. You been there, Charlie?
Well, I've never been there, but that's probably about 2 hours from here. It might be something to do.
How about you, Val? You ever been out there?
Actually, passing by it, I never did get a chance to find the location, actually, but my daughter was went to college in Hartford, and... Did I lose you?
Yeah, right after the word Hartford.
Yeah, so I've been up there a couple of times, but I didn't stop in.
I know, guys. Sounds like a road trip.
Yeah, about an hour and 35 minutes.
Anything else to see up there?
Back there, John?
Is there anything else to see in Newington besides the ARRL? I mean, is any nightlife or McDonald's or something?
Now, you better take in that extra 15, 20 minutes and just...
You know, I've been up to Mystic. That's a nice little town up there. But I think that's much further up than Newington. I don't know, Charlie, you want to trip for an overnighter of it? We might have a bunch of vacation days we have to burn.
Listen. Stop by to get me on your way up.
Oh, I think we would just have a ball up there.
Sounds great. Sounds great.
There's also the, last time, I got some stuff here from, there's a steam engine and an engineering, museum right up there, too. Now, if we went out of here real early, we could probably fill a whole day worth of cool stuff to do.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where that antique locomotive is or whatever.
Yeah, I had some stuff on that. Lobie gave me some paperwork on that. You know, push comes to show. Like I said, there's Mystic and a few other things to see up there. But, you know, we can make just a nice day about, you know, rolling around. I could even stay overnight, you know, just, you know, grab a place, have a few laughs, have a few brews, and barrel home the next day. Like I said, we might, Charlie, we might have to have some vacation days we have to take off here.
I certainly got enough of those.
I got some time. The prices over there in that part of Connecticut would be too exorbitant to find a room over there.
Side, yeah, and,
you guys doubled.
So, Newington is off of 91.
Sure, we can find it.
The GPS will find it.
You got the GPS, right, Andy?
Yeah, yeah, don't leave home without it, that's for sure. Just punch in the address and just, you know, play stupid, it'll get you there. I really like that. And heck, we might even have a ham radio in the car too, right, Charlie?
And they might even have a ham radio at ARRL headquarters.
I think they have a few.
All right, let's look into this. Let's look into this when the weather gets just a little nicer. You know, I would be definitely into that. That would be a lot of fun.
All right, very good. I'll grab it. And have anyone else who would like to check in to the K2YRT net? This is WB2YZX with KF2WR and KB2VEQ. Anyone would like to say hello, please do so.
Hey, good evening, gents. W2FTR. I don't really have anything to add. I'm just listening to you guys bat it back and forth. So, hope everything's been okay with you guys. W2FTR.
All right, Steve, good evening. Good to hear you. We need some fresh conversation anyway here. We're just kind of, just the three of us, and we've been running out of things to say. So, what are you up to? You're not really making it into the machine. I don't know what you're using right now, but sounds like you're in a car.
No, okay, sorry about that. Is this any better? I'm just running the portable in the house.
Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah, all I was saying was that I moved around a bunch of museum cards today. And that's really about it. That's the high point of my week. I really don't have anything else to report on. I've been trying to listen for Lobe on 160 meters with his partner in crime, Tom, KCAQGK, but I haven't heard him at all. So I think it's probably time to try him on 20 meters. I think he's getting far enough away across the country to where 20 meters would probably be all right between Austin, wherever he is right now. WB2YZX. This is W2FBR. K2YRT Group.
Hey, Steve, very good. And from what Andy says, last heard he was in Amarillo, Texas. But he might be in Mexico right now, for all we know. But he's having a good time, I'm sure. But I have to go to work tomorrow. Over to you, Andy, KF2WR, WB2YZX.
WB2YZX in the group, KF2WR. Hey, Steve, how are you? Look, yeah, I heard from Lobe today. I spoke to him for a little while. He's in Texas now. And he said he was going to be on, they do a net on 40 meters. The between 8 and 9. I think it was like 7180 or something. I've been banging around. Are you familiar with this net on 40, between 8 and 9?
Is it 7180 or 7280?
He said 7180. Because up in the 72, it's like, yeah, it's all foreign broadcast up there.
Mentioned a few groups that he checked in with, so 8 and 9. I won't be around tomorrow for that, but somewhere along the line, I'm going to catch up with him and maybe try him on 20 meters if he's not, you know, in transit or if he's able to talk from the mobile while he's going down the road. I know he said he had the 80, 40, and 20 meter resonators on his Hustler tri-plate, so to speak, so. I don't know if I'll be able to work them on 20. I would think 40 meters would be kind of rough from Texas. I mean, in the middle of the day. You're lucky if you get into the Midwest on 40 meters. That's kind of a haul.
Yeah, he doesn't have, you know, it's not much of an antenna to speak of if it's just on the back there. But he said he's really having a ball. He's working, being he's in the middle of the country, he's working both sides of it for the nets, and he's really enjoying that.
Yeah, I'll bet. He's probably working people now that he could never hear before. That's pretty interesting.
I know it's time for another epic journey myself, I think, another trip around this great country of ours. So let me throw it over to Val, KB2VEQ. Come on in.
KB2VEQ. Andy, I think he's on 160 at night. I think he may have a ham stick, and maybe he may be working that around this time tonight or a little later. Back to you, KF2.
Yeah, he said he's going to work 160 between... What was it, between 9 and 10, but between 8 and 9, he's going to be on 40 each night. So I'm just going to come down here each night and roll around and see if I catch up to him. KF2WR, I guess back over to Charlie, WB2YZX. Yep, listening.
I'm going to check, and I thought I heard someone in there. This is WB2YZX for the K2YRC group.
KC2UEI, listening.
KC2UEI from WB2YZX, good evening. This is the New York City Transit Net, and happy to have you check in. Where are you?
We're in Union County, New Jersey. First name is Scott.
My name is Scott. My name is Charlie. I'm on Staten Island. And we have Andy KF2WR, Val KB2VEQ, and Steve W2FBR. So, nice to meet you, and over to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that you guys do a great job with your machine. I'm on a 5-watt HT, and I pick it up no problem. So, kudos to you guys. You keep it running fine.
Okay, very good. And we're usually on here every Thursday night, except on once a month when we have our face-to-face meetings. And what was I going to say? Forgot already. Did you say your name is Scott, correct?
Correct. You guys are a transit group. You all work for transit?
Yeah, Roger. We're all employees of New York City Transit.
Okay, great. I know it's probably not said that much, but thank you guys for a good job. You're out there every day battling to make it work.
beg you, Scott. Actually, we're not used to hearing that.
Well, you know, people are more apt to complain than they are to, you know, give thanks. And I'm sure it's not an easy job when you look at the entire scope of what you guys need to keep running.
Yeah, it really is a monstrosity of a machine, and to be honest with you, I never really appreciated it myself until I started working there. It's one of the great wonders of the world, I think.
Absolutely, you know, you sit back and think beyond the daily commute, getting from point A to point B, there's a lot of effort to keep that machine running. And like I said, you guys do a great job.
All right, Scott. Well, thank you for that. And we have, you know, a cross-section of different trades in the club. Like Andy, for example, is in power distribution, and he takes the 27,000 volts and knocks it down to 600 to power the trains. And he got... a little bit of everybody. Steve, W2FBR, he drives a train, and he prefers the really old ones. So we have a lot of fun. We started the club about 4 years ago, and made a lot of new friends. And, the encouraging thing is it's been growing by leaps and bounds. So a lot of people say ham radio is dead, but we found that to be quite the opposite. But at any rate, thanks for stopping by, Steve, and I'll keep you the rotation here. I don't fucking remember who gets it next. I think it's Val. Over to you, Val. KB2VDQ in the group WB2YZX.
Thank you, Charlie. I got to get out of here, so I just want to say 73 to all of you guys, and they had a nice QSO tonight. And I hope to catch you again at our next meeting. KB2VEQ, and clear.
Hey, Val, let you run. Good to hear you. And let me give it over to Andy, I guess. KF2WR, up to you.
KB2YZX in the group, KF2WR. Hi, Steve. When you said I appreciate the thank you there, you're most certainly welcome. I thought my radio was broken. Somebody said, thank you. But, yeah, Steve, it's nice to see somebody does recognize the scope of what we got going on out there. 42,000 employees moving 5.5 million people a day. We move the population of some two small states to and from work every day. And we get 99.9% of them there, totally unharmed and, in one piece. And it's quite an effort, and we're all happy to be part of that. So with that said, tooting our own little horn here, let's see. It's almost up time to the witching hour, so I'm going to make this my 73 round. And I'll say 73, Charlie. Pleasure. Great job on the net. And I will see you Sunday morning. I'll give you a chirp on the next house. I'm coming up Highland Boulevard looking for my coffee. All right, figure 9:30, just a tad after, all right? And Val, once again, take care if you're still in there. Steve, always great to hear you. Always great to hear you in there. And yes, Scott, I'm another Jersey guy. I'm down here in Woodbridge, and Steve is right south of me. So Jersey guys, representing tonight. KF2WR73, back over to you, Charlie.
All right, very good. So I guess I'll probably bow out myself here, unless anyone else has something to say. Scott, like I said, we're here every Thursday evening, 8 o'clock, so want to stop by, by all means do so. It's open to everyone, and we just like to shoot the bull and make new friends, so by all means keep us in mind. So Steve, over to you, and then over to Scott, and then we'll call it a night. W2FER, WB2YZX.
Okay, Charlie. Very good. Excuse me. My allergies have been driving me crazy. WB2YZX with the K2IRT group. This is W2FER. Yeah, like I said, I don't have a whole heck of a lot to report, but Scott, I appreciate the thank yous on behalf of all, I guess, 30,000, 35,000 plus hourlies and countless thousands of supervisory and management staff who care. And you guys know what I mean when I say that. We actually, those of us here, I think, actually care about what we do. And it's very frustrating when, very frustrating when things aren't the way they really should be. Your life is a heck of a lot better. Guys like me pounding the road out there in PMs and midnight hours, working ungodly shifts on ungodly places, and that goes for all departments. So there's a lot more to it than what the press will have you believe. Believe me when I tell you that. Anyway, good night all 73s. God bless, and we'll hope to see you in here next week. I'm going to try and catch up with Lobey here somewhere along the line. It'd be about 7:50 Central Time where he is, so probably be able to get a hold of him. So, Scott, over to you. I missed the call sign. The name here is Steve, and we're located in Keensburg, New Jersey, in the Bayshore area of Monmouth County. This is W2FBR.
Okay, Steve. The call sign is KC2UEI. Thanks for hearing me out tonight and joining your group. I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll all talk again. I guess the main thing, guys, you got to realize, do the best you can, and at the end of the day, you go home safe to you and your families. And with that, I'll say 73, take care of yourselves, and we'll talk again. This will be KC2, Julia, and we'll be clear.
Alright, Jet Station 2, here we are, WB2YZX, so I guess that's it for tonight.
I want to throw something else in the pot, but catch you guys next time. Yeah, I guess it is next Thursday, whatever. So, 73 to all, I'd like to thank the owners of Repeater for letting us use their electricity equipment and all that good stuff. So, 73 all around, it's WB2YZX clear. Good night, all.